Who is listening? Who is listening when you are at your darkest hour? We know God is, but who else might be watching and listening to see how we react at the midnight of our soul? But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Acts 16:25. We read here of Paul and Silas at a time of great difficulty. Their reaction, however, is monumental. They could have cried out and complained about their plight. They had been arrested for their faith and punished. Life found them sitting in a prison at midnight. Strength and stamina might both be at their lowest ebb. Instead, the dark of the night is not the dark of their souls. Paul and Silas turn to God and begin having church, so to speak. Just the two of them and God are having a wonderful time of fellowship. There is no complaining or expressed fear. There is instead praising and praying and singing. It is a time of worship and joy. What an example they set for us when we are in the midst of trouble, pain, and unfair treatment. The miracle is about to happen. You remember the story that follows this first miracle, of course. There is the earthquake and the saved jailer. Right now, however, we look at the miracle that happens first. You might miss it if you don't read those words slowly enough. The other prisoners were listening to them. In the midst of night and sorrow and imprisonment, the other prisoners are able to witness an incredible example of faith. Perhaps they are awakened by the singing, and they get to hear the praises and the prayers. Perhaps they lay there simply listening and thinking about the faith of these men. They might wonder why they are different than any other prisoners there. Maybe they think about the God they hear Paul and Silas praying to and wonder about him. Possibly they think of the things that Paul and Silas already shared with them about their God and his son Jesus. What a lesson of faith is being lived out in that prison cell. What are we doing in our darkest hour? Are we fearful and complaining when life gets hard? Or are we praying and singing in our darkest hour? Someone else just might be listening.